one of the people who is thinking about, and in fact, as we speak, writing about, the GPRMA is John Kamensky, Senior Fellow and Associate Partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. John, nice to have you on the show to talk about this.
Well, thank you for the invite.
I will say that, first of all, that the only problem that I see with the bill right off the bat is the acronym isn't very radio-friendly. GPRMA doesn't really work on the air nearly as well as GPRA does.
Well, you can just call it the Modernization Act.
See, you make my life so easy. That's why I love to have you on the show. Your sense of this overall, positive, negative, is this a build on GPRA, or is this a kind of a redo that's headed in a different direction?
Oh, this is a redo that's headed in a different direction that is much needed after 17 years of the original act.
Mm-hmm. The senator told me a few minutes ago that this bill does not mandate specific methodologies, but it does require the agencies to set goals that are being accurately that can be accurately measured, is the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that some of that was happening already. Was that not mandated in legislation, and that's why the senators believe this bill is necessary?
Well, the original Results Act bill requires agencies to develop goals, to consult with Congress in the process, and in addition, consult their stakeholders and the public. This bill continues that. What it does, though, is it then also asks agencies to, in addition to goals for all their programs, identify which of those they would consider priority goals to be actually achieved in the next couple years.
Mm-hmm. Expand on that a little bit, because as you and I and some other folks who are interested in government performance have talked about, you were here not too long ago, we were talking about setting the actual measures in the first place to make sure that the goals can be measured and met.
Mm-hmm.
Does this do anything about that end of it, or are we talking more about the actual execution of the measurement?
It's more on the execution, because the original Results Act was very good at creating a supply of measures. It created plans, measures, and reports, but it didn't do so good about creating a demand for the use of the information. And that's really the purpose of doing this, is to have useful information that's used.
Senator Carper, that seems to be one of the things that he was really hot on when I talked to him about this, because he mentioned these reports are generated and nobody reads them, and I think that's fair. Unfortunately, there's a lot of good information in some of these reports, but they do tend to stack up and they just kind of sit there. The administration has directed the use of dashboards, and that seems to be a better mechanism at creating the demand that you're talking about.
Well, that's demand for people being able to see the stuff. For example, one agency's annual performance report, I understand, had 400 web hits, and they had more than 400 people in their financial department there. And yet the results.gov, which covers the Recovery Act stimulus money, got 400 million hits. So clearly the public is very interested in understanding how well their government is using their money. It's a matter of how you format it and do it, and that's what this bill does. Is it says, don't focus on an annual performance report, focus on regular reporting to the public, and in fact, quarterly at a minimum, report how well you're doing against the targets that you've set. And this is a very different dynamic than doing an annual report 150 days after the end of the fiscal year.
What's that going to mean, the quarterly reporting, mechanically inside the agencies? What will they have to do now? I mean, will it be the same effort just four times a year, or is there more involved to it because you're generating information almost on a continuous basis, I would think?
And that's the idea, is if you have current live performance information, there's a greater likelihood you're going to use it to make decisions. If you have year-old information, you're not going to rely on it so much for decisions.
My guest is John Kamensky of the IBM Center for the Business of Government, talking about the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act of 2010. A little bit more to discuss with John, and we'll do that when In Depth with Francis Rose continues on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest is John Kaminsky, the IBM Center for the Business of Government, and we're talking about new legislation that's made its way now out of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee and headed to the floor of the Senate. And the bill is known as the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act of 2010. John, what will agencies have to do as a result of this bill that they're not doing now?
Well, what they are requiring in the legislation is something that the Obama administration has been working with agencies for over the past few months, which is identify high-priority goals, about 4 or 5 per agency, and that each agency would hold quarterly meetings on the progress towards those goals and use the information that they collect on that to strategize as to how to better improve performance if they're lagging behind or something like that. The other thing that I think is really interesting in the bill is it requires for the first time that the federal government, government-wide, set priority goals and that there be a, as it says in the law, for each federal government performance goal, identify a lead government official who's responsible for coordinating efforts to achieve the goal and meet quarterly with the deputy director for OMB, who's the chief performance officer of the federal government, to figure out sort of where they're going and how things can be improved.
So in essence, each agency will also have a CPO.
Exactly. In fact, the statute designates each agency to have a chief management officer, something that the office, the Government Accountability Office has been talking about for a decade. And that would, it says it'll be the deputy agency head, which is right now the deputy secretaries tend to be the chief operating officers, but it creates a chief operating officer in law and then asks each agency to designate it a performance improvement officer. This was a role that was created by executive order under the Bush administration that the Obama administration has found very useful. And so that would put this in statute and would put the performance improvement officers on par with CFOs, CIOs, CHICOs, et cetera. So this is creating a new dynamic in many agencies.
Senator Carper said that a lot of the ideas or concerns or so on that generated this bill come out of his experience and the experience of Senator Voinovich of Ohio and the experience of Senator Warner of Virginia as governors. I'll ask you the same thing I asked him. Some naysayers, including people inside the agencies, say that ideas that are generated in the states aren't scalable to federal agencies. Do you agree with that or not, or maybe sometimes?
States tend to be the laboratories of democracy, and the ideas that senators and representatives bring to Congress oftentimes is because of their prior experience in state government. These kinds of things are scalable. In fact, what was done in Delaware, in Ohio, in Virginia, currently Governor O'Malley in Maryland is doing this. Some of these were actually modeled after what the United Kingdom has done, creating what they call the delivery unit to focus on the Prime Minister's high-priority goals. And so this is taking the experience that's been in place for more than a decade around the world and bringing this to the U.S. federal government.
All right, and that's an excellent tie into my last question because Great Britain within the last several months has experienced a change in government. Are these the kinds of things that are going to stick, the kind of structures that are going to stick when we have a transition either in 2012 or 2016 to a new administration regardless of party, or are these the kind of things that when the next administration comes along, whenever it is, we're going to go back to the drawing board and look at new management structures again?
Well, if you look at the experience of the Results Act that survived the transition to Bush, Bush added onto it the Program Assessment Review Tool, which was his effort to try to get the performance information collected by GPRA actually used. And then in the Obama administration, they took it up a notch from instead of focusing on the program level, they're focusing on a result, which is these high priority goals that each agency is undertaking. So in a way, there's an incremental addition or expansion. And what this bill does is it creates for the first time a performance infrastructure in agencies by creating a chief operating officer and performance improvement officer. So what it's doing over time is creating more and more emphasis around performance and results.
All right, last minute plug. When I called you to ask you to come on the air, you said you were writing about this for your blog. So tell us where we can find that when it's ready to go.
Businessofgovernment.org.
All right, thank you, my friend. John Kaminsky, the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks a lot. Take care.